Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle from Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia. This is going to be an audio version of a book review that I have written. The book under review is by E.S. Williams. It's titled The Dark Side of Christian Counseling. It was published by Wakeman Trust and Belmont House Publishing in 2009, and the work is 155 pages in length. My written review of this book first appeared in the Reformed Baptist Trumpet, Volume 1, Number 1, in 2010, and it's found there on pages 9 and 10. Here now is my review of E.S. Williams' The Dark Side of Christian Counseling. This book, written by a Christian physician in the United Kingdom, is an exposé of what the author calls the Christian counseling movement. The book asks two basic questions. First, is the type of counseling advocated by the contemporary Christian counseling movement a legitimate part of Christian ministry? And second, does the church benefit from the attempt to integrate secular psychological studies with biblical truth? The work begins by noting that, quote, the flame of psychological counseling burns brightly in the Christian church, end quote, page 7. From church-based counseling centers to courses in psychology and counseling in Christian colleges and schools, to sermons that address self-esteem, to popular Christian speakers like Larry Crabb and James Dobson, this movement has made deep inroads among evangelical churches. Williams first traces the history of the movement, beginning with Clyde Naramore in the 1950s, whom he dubs the father of Christian counseling, to its widespread acceptance by the 1990s. The fruit of this movement has been the introduction of what the author calls a new therapeutic gospel that aims to meet the psychological needs of the congregation. See page 14. Those who advocate the integration of psychology and scripture often claim that they are merely making use of truth that has been revealed even to non-Christians by common grace. Williams offers a review and critique of the worldviews of the various leading lights of modern psychology, including Sigmund Freud, Alfred Adler, Abraham Maslow, Carl Rogers, and Albert Ellis. His verdict is that the humanism and often virulently anti-Christian attitudes of these men cannot be integrated with the biblical worldview. According to Williams, those who turn to secular psychology are saying that biblical truth, sound doctrine, and the gospel are not enough to meet the needs of sinful men. Williams offers a particularly stinging critique of the ministry and writings of Larry Crabb, concluding, quote, it is a fair question to ask whether Crabb truly understands the gospel, end quote, page 107. He proceeds to present a trenchant critique of the self-esteem emphasis in the Christian counseling movement, as this concept is advocated by ministries like James Dobson's Focus on the Family. According to Williams, this emphasis distorts biblical teaching on sin, downplays the role of the moral law, blames and undermines biblical parenting, and promotes permissiveness. He concludes, quote, those who follow Jesus do not spend time learning to love themselves. The idea that a Christian should strive for healthy self-esteem is contrary to the teaching of Christ. The teaching of the Christian counseling movement that I should be kind to myself, trust myself, is to put me at the center. I become self-centered, focused on myself. This is not the mind of Christ. This is anathema to Christian faith. End quote, page 143. For Williams, there is a distinct dark side to the Christian counseling movement. In answer to his original two questions, the author clearly and forcefully answers no. Counseling, as it is practiced in this movement, is not a legitimate part of Christian ministry, and no, the church does not benefit from integrating secular psychology with biblical truth. In fact, this combination has produced what the author calls a false gospel. See page 147. One might ask, what about nouthetic counseling that is embraced by many Reformed men today? Although he is less critical of nuthetic guru Jay Adams, Williams notes that, as Adams' influence declined during the 1970s, the CCEF, or the Christian Counseling and Education Foundation, an organization founded by Adams, has become increasingly psychological in its orientation, end quote, page 11. This book is to be commended to ministers and laymen alike. It would be especially helpful for those who have been hooked by the typical line of self-help books that roll off the presses of many evangelical publishers. It might also help deprogram those who have drunk deeply from the well of secular psychology and counseling. For the pastor, reading this book might help him consider how the pervasive counseling culture might have seeped its way into his own preaching and teaching ministry. It also helps one understand how those to whom they minister have been influenced by secular psychological categories like self-esteem, and why these are not compatible with the biblical gospel. Here ends the review. You can find audiobook reviews and notes like this one, and Word Magazine podcasts and sermons by subscribing to Christ Reformed Baptist Church's sermon audio feed on iTunes, by searching for Christ Reformed Baptist Church. For video material, you can subscribe to the Word Magazine channel on YouTube.com. You can also find written book reviews, book notes, and articles like this one on my blog at jeffriddle.net.